The Dalai Lama's views about loneliness and human interconnectedness had been surprising and enlightening. But in discussing human relationships, it is clear that there are many different kinds of relationships, many different ways in which we can relate to one another. In Western culture, for instance, it is considered important to have one special person with whom you can share a deep intimacy, a person such as a lover or a spouse. I was curious about the Dalai Lama's personal background in this regard. Had his being raised as a monk and leader of a nation from a very early age, and even worshipped as a kind of deity, create a sense of distance and isolation from others? Did he regret his early separation from his family and the fact that he could not marry? Did he miss out on developing a deeper level of personal intimacy? And I wondered how his unique background and perspective might apply to our own intimate relationships.
I never felt a lack of intimacy. Of course, my father passed away many years ago, but I felt quite close to my mother, my teachers, my tutors, and others. And with many of these people, I could share my deepest feelings, fears, and concerns. When I was in Tibet on state occasions and at public events, there was a certain formality, a certain protocol was observed, but that wasn't always the case. At other times, for instance, I used to spend time in the kitchen, and I became quite close with some of the kitchen staff, and we could joke or gossip or share things, and it would be quite relaxed, without that sense of formality or distance. Since I've become a refugee, I've never felt a lack of people with whom I can share things. And it's not just a matter of knowing people and having a superficial exchange, but really sharing my deepest problems and suffering. I feel this sense of intimacy, connection, of sharing with my friends, with many people. For instance, in the past, if I felt disappointed or unhappy with Tibetan government policy, or I was concerned with other problems, even the threat of Chinese invasion, then I would return to my rooms and share this with the person who sweeps the floor. From one point of view, it may seem quite silly, the Dalai Lama, the head of the Tibetan government, facing some international or national problems and sharing that with the sweeper. But personally, I feel it is very helpful, because the other person participates and we can face the problem or suffering together.
The influential British psychoanalyst John Bowlby wrote that intimate attachments to other human beings are the hub around which a person's life revolves. From these intimate attachments, a person draws his strength and enjoyment of life. There seems to be universal agreement among all researchers in the field of human relationships that intimacy is central to our existence and is a critical factor in promoting physical and emotional health and well-being. While researchers and scientists all agree on this fact, they can't seem to agree on an exact definition of intimacy. There is a vast spectrum of different definitions and models of intimacy, ranging from defining intimacy purely in terms of physical contact to describing it as the experience of connectivity, a relationship to everything around us. And definitions of the most ideal form of intimacy also vary from culture to culture and tend to dramatically change over time as well. Looking at all the different definitions of human intimacy and how our ideas of intimacy change over time and from place to place, one fact becomes clear. There are infinite variations among people with respect to how they can experience a sense of closeness. This realization alone offers us a great opportunity. It means that at this very moment we have vast resources of intimacy available to us. The Dalai Lama, for example, serves as an illustration of how an individual can develop deep and intimate relationships despite his role in life that might tend to set him apart from others or isolate him, and his monastic upbringing, which completely ruled out the possibility of forming the kinds of romantic personal relationships that are so sought after in Western culture. Today, so many of us are pressed by a feeling of something missing in our lives, intensely suffering from a lack of intimacy. This is particularly true when we go through the inevitable periods in our lives when we are not involved in a romantic relationship or when the passion wanes from our current relationship. There's a widespread notion in our culture that deep intimacy is best achieved within the context of a passionate, romantic relationship. This can be a profoundly limiting viewpoint, cutting us off from other potential sources of connection and the cause for much misery and unhappiness. But we have within our power the means to avoid this. Think of the personal column in the newspaper again. At the very moment that each person is composing his or her ad, struggling to find just the right words to bring romance into their lives and end the loneliness, many of these people are already surrounded by friends, family, or acquaintances, connections that can be easily cultivated into genuine and deeply satisfying human relationships. If what we seek in life is happiness, and intimacy is an important ingredient of a happier life, then it clearly makes sense to conduct our lives based on a model of intimacy that includes as many forms of connection with others as possible. The Dalai Lama's view offers such a model, a willingness to open oneself to many others, to family, friends, and even strangers, forming bonds based on compassion and one's common humanity.